Hello once again, and welcome to our program. We're here with another one in our series on revival. Psalm 85:6, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Our hymn for today, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight, things that are higher, things that are nobler. These have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Let's make this our prayer today.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. Resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is a living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
We're looking at Luke chapter 11, verse 5 and 6 today. And Jesus said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now the first thing we see here is he makes this very personal. He says, which of you? Several times in the Bible, and several of them right here in the book of Luke, he asks that question, which of you? In other words, he's making it very personal. You mean me? Yeah. We should look at the Word of God like he's talking to me. Just talking to me. I remember years ago as a teenager, my parents used to go to Bible camp all the time, and there was a fellow preaching there, and he said every time he got up to speak, he said, now before we start, let's understand that there's just you and I here today. I'm talking to you. And I wasn't too sure if I liked that or not. You know, you want to talk to the crowd, I can hide in the crowd here. But Jesus says, no, I'm talking to you. And so you remember one of the disciples said, teach us to pray here. And all right, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now, the next thing we see in these two verses is the focus on a friend. We have friend number one, which of you shall have a friend who's in bed at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Then we have friend number 2, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now, the word friend or friends is in the Word of God 102 times. Very interesting. I've been trying to figure out for several years what really is a friend. It's an interesting subject. The Bible says he would have friends must show himself friendly. It also says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, so then there's a friend that doesn't. So I think there's probably, and one of these days I'm going to go through every one of those verses and see if I can figure it out. But do you have any friends? You know, if you have any real friends, you're very, very fortunate. Well, this fella, he's got a friend that's sleeping, and that's part of the problem. It's midnight. A friend is sleeping, and he needs some help from that friend. So he says, a friend of mine is in his journey. Now, we've got to stop and think about this for a minute. Those people that we care about, our friends, our loved ones, at the end of life's journey is gone. There's a time to be born and a time to die, the Bible says. In Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And so, the thing is, do we really care concerning our friends when it comes to eternity? Now, one more thing he says here. This friend of mine is in his journey, and we're all in our journey, heading to that judgment time. And he said, I have nothing to set before him. Now, if you have a little child, or an adult for that matter, a friend, and he goes to the hospital, and they come back and they give the report, there is nothing more we can do. There's nothing more can be done. If he lives through the night, he will make it. If not, there's nothing more we can do. You know what happened? We would pray. That's when we get serious, when we realize we have nothing to set before him. And so we're talking about the subject of revival. We're talking about the subject of Christians being revived so that there can be an awakening, if God should so have it in his plans to do that. What do we have to do to have a revival? Well, we've looked at Nehemiah, and we've seen that he prayed sincerely. He was concerned. So here we have a situation where the disciples wanted to know, you know, how do we pray? He said, well, he gave them this example. He gave them this parable, this object lesson here. The first thing we need to do is to be willing to get our eyes open to the need. Do we understand that those people we care about, if they do not trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they will be in hell for eternity? We can get so wrapped up in our own little world and even our own little Christian world and doing the things that we're doing, but do we really have our eyes open to the need that is around us? And are we willing to have a sacrificing love? Will we sacrifice our schedule? The plan here was, hey, I'm sleeping. A friend in need. I've got to see if I can help this friend who is in need. Are we willing to sacrifice our schedule in order to be coming to God and saying, I have nothing that I can set before him. I need to pray. Some years ago when we were starting the college there at Faithway Baptist Church, and we started the Faithway Baptist College in Ajax, and there was a young couple. They were in their early 20s. They were going to come and be on staff with us. They were from Michigan. And they had a little boy, 2 years of age. The girl was there to help us with some other staff members to get the building ready to open when we were going to start college, and she got it bit by a mosquito on her arm, and it all swelled up. Something was wrong. We phoned her husband, who was back in Michigan. We met him halfway. He took her back, put her in the hospital, and they got the report that it was very, very serious. They said there's nothing we can do for her. If she lives for the next 48 hours, then she hopefully will revive, but there's nothing we can do. And so we got together and we prayed around the clock. We prayed, you know, we had someone praying from 1 o'clock in the morning till 2, someone from 2 to 3, from 3 to 4, from 4 to 5, 24 hours a day we were praying that she would get better. I was in my office after a couple of days and got a phone call from Michigan, and she had passed away. I went to the college. We were going to have a chapel service because the college had just begun that week, and we were weeping. We were crying. She passed away. She's got a little 2-year-old child, her husband. And I said, look at us. We have been praying around the clock, 24 hours a day, to keep a loved one out of heaven. And we've got all kinds of friends and people who are on the road to hell. And who's praying for them? Are we willing to open our eyes to the need? Will we sacrifice our schedule? Will we realize that we have nothing to set before them? All we can do is pray, and there's more wrought by prayer than this world ever dreams of. And so, think of the words of this hymn again as we sing it. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight, things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, He is the just one, He has the words of life. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what He saith, do what He willeth. He is the living way. And so we have the question here, he says, which of you? It comes down to being very personal. Are we willing to do it? Let's make this our sincere prayer today.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, He is the just one, He hath the words of life. Faithful and true each day. Heed what He saith, do what He willeth, He is a living way. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.